the parshas of the winter season, Bederach Klal always talks about, probably the main character is Yosef HaTzadik, and the whole situation, at least the way the Hashgacha actually orchestrated the events, who started out with the Maisa of Yosef, with the Nisayim with Eishes Potiphar, and therefore he goes down into history as Yosef HaTzadik, being Oymed Ben Nisayim. And maybe this is an opportunity a little bit to review a little bit somewhat of the inyanim of the Isser of Yichud, which would prevent these type of occasions, these type of situations arising, and all of the temptations and so on that are involved with it. The first nekuda is that basically when you talk about the Isser of Yichud, very simply put, what it means is it is the Isser of a man and a woman to be alone in a secluded area. That's very, very in simple terms. That's basically how you define Yichud. Now, the Mishnah in Kedushin, that pay on the base, says the Mishnah, Yisyachid Odom Mishtei Noshim, a person should not be Mishyachid himself with two Noshim, Aval Isha Achas Mishyachedes Mishtei Noshim, but one woman with two men is permitted, but one man with two women is not permitted. And the Gemara goes on to say, Menahanamila, how do we know this? And the Gemara says that where do we have a remez for yichud min haTorah? Shenemar the posik. Posik says in Devarim Yud Gimel, ki yisischo achicha ben imecho. Right, Torah talks about mesis legab avodah zarah, ki yisischo achicha ben imecho. That your brother, the son of your mother, will entice you. And the Gemara says, what does it mean? Achicha ben imecho. Ben aim mesis benav ena mesis. Is it only the son of an aim that's mesis and the benav is not mesis? Eloi maloch ben misyachedim imoy ve'otsa lisyachedim kol arayi shebetoyret. But rather, the pasuk is telling us that a ben is allowed to have yichud with his mother. Because this is going to happen in a private area. The idea of being mesis, someone to avoid the zara, it's not going to be in public. It's going to be in a private area. And the Torah emphasizes because it's more prone to happen in such a situation, because a ben is permitted to be misyachedim imoy. However, that's what the Torah emphasized, the loshin kisis chachicha ben imecho. So actually I have to say that this, once we say this, that basically means that it's also for a person, right, to be misyachid with most women in the world, because even though they're unmarried, the chol hapachas are going to be nidosh, and since they're going to be in the status of nidah, because they haven't gone to the mikveh, they're unmarried, So automatically it's going to include, the Isser of Yichud is going to include most women in the Torah, is going to be included in the world, they're going to be included in this Isser of Yichud. And in fact, matter of fact, the Gemara brings down this particular Gemara in many, many places in Shas. We quoted Taki, the Gemara Taki in Kedushin Peimat Beis, but the Gemara says it over and over again, Sen Hedron Chopalov on the Beis, also in Voidizor, Daflam Advov on the Beis. The Gemara brings down this Gemara and describes again as Yichud as being Osir Men HaTorah. Describes it as being Osir Men HaTorah. And that might be a little bit surprising, because again, it's not mentioned Beferish in the Torah, nor does the Gemara derive it, you know, from a Beferish source in a Pasuk. It's basically, it's from a Remez in a Pasuk. It's from a Remez in a Pasuk. So when you look at the Gemara face value that we just quoted, the Gemara says Remez liyichud min haTorah, that it's sort of like a Remez. But the truth is, here it says like it's a Remez, means it's like a hint. There's such a hint to the idea. But the Beferish Gemara by the Zohar Lama Devovam at Beis, where there the Gemara uses a loshin, Yichud the Bats Yisroel deraisi. Is it taka true that Yichud with the Bats Yisroel is a deraisa? Dom Rabbi Yochanan and so. And the Gemara concludes after the whole Shaklavataria, Ela Yichud deraisa the Eishes Ish. Yichud deraisa is an Eishes Ish and so on. Those are the Arayah Shibatoyre. But also David of the Melech came, Vegoza Afila Ayichud the Pnuya. He came and said, even not of an Eishes Ish, even a Yichud of a Pnuya. And by the way, he's not talking about a Pnuya who's a Nidah. That would be already included in the Isser of Yichud of Eishes Ish. But the Gemara says that the Mel was Geizer even on a Pnuya who poshet, who is not a Nida, but the fact that you're not married with her. So Mel, there's also an Isser, but that's Mid Rabbonon. And but also Talmidei Beishamai, came Talmidei Beishamai, and also Beishilil, Gozer Afilo Ayichud, the Oivedes Kechovim, even with a non Jewish one. Right? These are also Mid Rabbonon. So Mel, just we have to mention right away. So regarding the Yichud Araisa, which is not necessary for the Inyan of David, David HaMelech, which refers to, anyway, you're talking about a girl over the age of 12 or so, 11 or 12 or 13, right away you'd have the Isser Yichud Araisa, pushed because, even though she's a Pnuyah, because she's an Eved Araisa, based upon the status of Nidah. And this is what the Gemara says, Yichud Araisa Deshishish. And Deshishish is just an example of what the Gemara is giving. What the Gemara means to say is, where you have an Eved Araisa. So Mamela, what comes out, the Shit of Rav Yishayim, therefore, Takedis and Takedis, this is what it is. That Yichud really is also Matoya. It's something because there has to be implanted in the mind. Because you always think about the Yichud, it says, after all, I'm just in the same room. Nothing happened. So it's fine. So the MS is, it's not so. Because the etzim fact that there is the Metzias of Yichud, that's an Isser Daraisa already. Yichud is also Menatayra. And something which we need to be getting used to. Yes, we heard of an Isser of Yichud. We know about an Isser of Yichud. But you say to yourself, it might be just turn out to be an instant situation. And let's even assume that in most cases it will turn out to be an instant situation. But the etzim fact that it was Yichud was already an Avera of Isser Daraisa. The mere possibility of something happening, the Torah answered it, as we see the Gemara says that Yichud is also in a Torah. That is the way most Rishonim understand the Gemara. Ben Ochanan will talk in Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav, that's in that Gemara. And Rashi Vitoises in Shabbos Yud Gimel, Amar Aleph, brings down the same thing. And there's a Toises in Zayt Dav Zayin, and we mentioned the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin. There are also Toises that discuss it, and this is the Ramban, the Rajba, the Chinuch, you can go on, the Rosh, and so on. That Yichud is the Raisa. As far as the Rambam, Shit is not clear. It's not Mavur. Rambam's Lashon is, Rambam writes in Perek Chobez of Hilchas Yisurei B, Halacha Beis, he says the Lashon, the Isser Yichud Arayis Mepi Kabbalah. That Lashon is Rambam. And therefore the Nosei Kem got to town with this Lashon. Because you can sway this both ways. Rambam's Lashon is that Isser Yichud Arayis Mepi Kabbalah. What does the Rambam mean when he says the Lashon Mepi Kabbalah? So the opinion of the Smag and the Bach, right on the tour there, the Bach and Ebenezer Simcha Chobez, they say that the Rambam shitted that it's only Osam and Rabbanan, but they disagree with him. In other words, they're saying that we see it appears that Rambam holds only Rabbanan, but the Maitre we don't agree with it. We hold the Maitre that is a Yichud Araisa. Bis Yosef, on the other hand, Bis Yosef, Taka over there, and Ebenezer, says not like that. He says, well, not like that. He says the Rambam understood when the Gemara said, all of the Mekoyimus, when the Gemara said that Yichud is the Raisa, the Gemara doesn't mean Mamish the Raisa, because obviously we quoted the first Gemara, says Remez Le Yichud Menatayr. And being the Gemara said Remez Liyichud Matoyer, we only mean it on the level of Remez, but we don't mamish mean the Raisa. That's what Bishoysev understands the Rambam, because he also understood the Rambam to mean Mipi Kabbalah does not mean a Raisa. And therefore, all the Gemaras that dealt with saying that was Mashma, that it's a Raisa, but the Gemara Lamaisa used the Lashon Remez Liyichud Matoyer. So Remez means it's not really a Raisa, it's just a Remez that's a Raisa. However, right on the Rambam there on the side, the Magid Mishnah, Magid Mishnah is of the opinion that the Rambam Shite clearly is that Yichud is also in a Torah, and so took, by the way, the Mabit, who wrote the Sefer called Kiriya Sefer, his opinion is also in the Rambam, and he says, don't be fooled, he says, or swayed, the fact that the Rambam uses the Loshim Mipi Kabbalah, because, he says, if you know anything, he says, about the style of the Rambam, anything that's not Mefurish in the Pasuk, the Rambam calls it Divrei Kabbalah. That's Baklau. The Rambam's style of writing is that when something's not Mefurish Minatayr, even if it is Minatayr, Rambam used the Loshim Mipi Kabbalah. So therefore, the fact that Rambam says Mipi Kabbalah should not lead to a conclusion that Rambam argues. The Rambam argues and holds that it's not Minatayr, he also holds it's Minatayr. But that's his Loshim. Mipi Kabbalah means because it's not talking Mefurish. Similar, which is the classical case, is we find by Kedusha Kesef. We should nickname this, right? Misha says, Isha nickname Taki Bishloj Zerochim. Kedusha Bishar Bibiya, right? And Rambam says that Kesef is only Medivra Seifrim. Kedusha Kesef is only Medivra Seifrim. Which you do that Rashi Taki brings in Ksubis Dab. The whole Shakla Vitaria between Machlokes and the Rabbis, that there were opinions that say that what Kedusha Kesef is not a Deraisa, it's only a Drabonon. And Rashi argues on that sheet, the sheet of the Rabbis of Rashi, Kedusha Kesef, the Drabonon. Rambam uses a Loshon Divrei Seferim. What does he hold? So some would feel, right, would be noted to say that Rambam's opinion is like the sheet of the Rabbis of Rashi, that what the Kedusha Kesef is only Drabonon. Comes the Magid Mishnah, it's not like that. Kedusha Kesef is a Deraisa. But Rambam writes, Takim, in his Hagdama, by Sefer HaMitzvahs and so on, that anything that's darshan from Yud Gimel Midis, anything that's darshan from Yud Gimel Midis is called Divrei Seferim. Because even though Lamaisa is a Deraisa, but how do we know it? Is Divrei Seferim is because the Chachomim and Chazal, right, based upon the droshes, is they arrived and they brought this halacha out. So Kedusha Kesef is Deraisa only because of Exerishov, Kichim is Deyefer. So that is a drosha of Yud Gimel Midis. A drosha of Yud Gimel, the Rambam calls Divrei Seferim. The exact same thing is here also when he says Mepi Kabbalah, is not to tell us that what, that Isur Yichud is only a Drabonon, but in fact that Divrei Kabbalah, he means like in fact that it's a Deraisa, this is the opinion of the Magid Mishnah. So as far as the Rambam is concerned, as we see, there's many differences of opinion, whether he holds the Deraisa or not. But regardless of what the Shittas of Rambam is, the conclusion, the conclusion of Rav Rishonim, overwhelmingly Rav Rishonim, is that Yichud of Arayis is Menatayr. That's the way it's accepted. Interesting, just to point out before we get into the Nekudas you want to touch, this is the Akdama, that the Smag, actually Sefer Mitzvah's Godel, Smag is the Smag and the Smak. Smag is Sefer Mitzvah's Cotton. And Smag is Sefer Mitzvah's Godel. So the Smag in his Sefer Mitzvah's, in the Lavin, Kuf Chavov, by the way, interesting also, the Chinuch also, the Chinuch Mitzvah Kuf Peiches, bring out a totally new source, a totally new source of Isur of Yichud, and they write as follows. Being, let's stop a moment. Let's not talk about Isur Yichud. What about not doing an actual Maisa Veir with an Erva, but merely let's talk about Chibuk V'Nishuk. There's a Lav Deraisa for Chibuk V'Nishuk with an Erva. Derech Taiva Loikim in HaTorah, says the Smag and the Chinuch. Why? Because it says L'Sikruvu L'Galois Erva Kreve HaMeviyo L'Dei Gile Arayis. So clearly there's a Lav Deraisa L'Sikruvu on Kreve HaMeviyo. That's something that would lead to Gil Arayis. So Chibuk V'Nishuk is a Kreva, is enough of a Kreva that would bring to Gil Arayis. So therefore there's a Lav Darayis. Tain is the Chinuch. Being that we have an Isser not only on Gil Arayis, but on Maisim and Pulis that are approaching Gil Arayis, Yichud also approaches Gil Arayis. In other words, the Chinuch comes up with a new idea. That in the same way that L'Sikirvu L'Galis Ervo is a Lav that is used as a Lav Darayis to Aser Chibuk V'Nishuk and Arayis. Why? Because this is Kreva Hamivio L'Dei Gil Arayis L'Sikruvu. Yichud is the same thing. Yichud is the same thing. Yichud, the Matzav of Yichud, is something that is Kreva the Gil Arayis. It's something which is considered to be approaching an Erva, and therefore it is also. Just a good gav, I just want to mention that interesting that Rishonim, you know, they don't make up their own drushes. So here we have a drosha here from L'Sikrevu to Asher Yichud, yet the Gemara doesn't bring that. The Gemara brings the source right away, Remez L'Yichud Ben HaTorah, the Gemara that the Gemara could find, but Ferish, the Gemara brings the Potke Sischo Ochicho, Sischo Ochicho Ben Imecho. Is a mashman that is the posik. So why does the Gemara bring the posik here, Sischo Ochicho? Right, after all, if you have the posik, we had the posik Sikvul Galaserva. So what you have to say, according to the Chinuch, is that without the remes of Kisischo Chicho Ben Amecho, Lesikrevu would be touched Kreva Mamish, like in Yonam of Negiya, Lesikrevu. But being that we have a remes Lesir Yichem Atoyer from Kisischo, so Amela, therefore, that, right, that's Ma'oiraras to touch up the posik of Lesikrevu to include Yichud. In other words, we need a raya from elsewhere, right, that will be able to allow us to include in Lesikrevu to involve Yichud. But Bemis, it's once we already have this approach, so ultimately we can find a Lav Deraisa, and this is the opinion of the Chinuch, L'Sikruvu Galaserva, that this includes Yichud. The Hisayris that brings us to this is the Posik Yisro Chicho Ben Imecho. But that merely is Megaladasta to be Mefarish the Posik L'Sikruvu that include Yisro Yichud. So fine. So you open up Taki the tour says Mefurish. In Simcha Beis and Eben Oezer, also min haTorah leish l'siyache demoervo, and so yech sheyeh, whatever the sources are. This is the opinion of Rav Rishonim. Now, by Rav Isurei Torah, now there is a halacha of a shear. There's a halacha of a shear of when it is or osur. What's the shear of a kezayis? What's the shear of a kebeya? Whatever the situation is, different isurim have their own isurim. Come to Hoytzos Shabbos. Right, we have the various shiurim different when it comes to food. This is the shiur of hoitzah and so on. Machal Odom has such a shiur, machal Beim has such a shiur, told in the chashivas of the item that a person is carrying on Shabbos and so on. B'chol HaTorah Kula, everything is based on a shiur. There's a shiur of a revius when it comes to making kiddush, or if a nozer to be over on this or of yayin. Everything has its own particular shiur, and therefore the question is whether there is a shiur when it comes regarding the iser of yichud. Is there a shiur? How long? How long does a person have to remain secluded in order to be over in Isur Yichud? Or do we say there's no such thing as a shir? Or there's no such thing as a shir? It's the moment that a person, right? The moment a person is secluded alone. So in Hilchis Yichud does not mention a shir. Shulchan Aruch does not mention a shir. Open up a Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Yichud does not mention a shir. And there's no remez even that there should be a shir regarding Hilchis Yichud. Kipshutai, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, it talks about the Isur Yichud and does not mention Azoilang, this long, doesn't mention anything. There's Isur of Yichud, and that's it, that's what's final. The many poskim, on the other hand, that feel that regarding Isser Yichud, that there is a Shir of Yichud. However, that Shir of Isser Yichud Bemis is not found in Hilchas Yichud, but that Shir is found in Hilchas Soiter. The Shir of Isser Yichud is not found in Isser Yichud, in Hilchas Yichud, but where it's found in Hilchas Soiter. And in Eben Ezra, it's mentioned the following. It says, Mikufa Ayin Ches, Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Soiter, says as following. By the way, it says that you should realize that Ian of Soiter is really Noig with Manazeh. The problem is Noig, the solution is not Noig. Shulchan Aruch says that if a person, if a husband, would be Mekana Lishtoi, whether he'd warn his wife, right? Would warn his wife, Altistri Mishploini, not to have Yichud with a particular person, and she'd be over on the Kino, she'd be over on the warning, and she would have Yichud with that particular person. So now she has the din of a soita. The din of a soita now, the din is that she is Tameo Bateris Vadai Labalo, even though there's a suffix what happened may or may not have happened. That's one of the chidushin that you learn out, suffix Tumer Bishus Ayochet, right, is Tomei Vadai, learn out from soita. And Shulchan Aruch says, don't do it. Because why? Because today you don't have the May soita. Zman Abai is when you have the mitzvah, you're able to be Mavar, whether she's innocent, her innocence can be, right, can be proven by drinking the mind. There's no other way to prove. There's no other way. Once there's a matzah of the soita, the only way to prove the innocence is through the drinking, through the shti of the May soita. Without the May soita, you don't have it. So another Shulchan Aruch says, Zman Abai, we don't have the May soita. And the Mechaber's Loshin is as follows. Mechaber's Loshin is, in Siv Dalet, Ketzad hi hastira. What is the definition of stira, right? In order to render her that she becomes a soita. Ketzad hi hastira. Shinistra bifnei Eden. Im oisoi ployni shekinelo, right? That she had stira in front of that person, against whom the Baal, right, warned her against. Veshoso kedei tuma. Oh, in other words, the shear of how long she must remain in order to be called a soiter. Veshoso kedei tuma shehi kedei litzlois beitza ulegoima, which the Gemara soiter says, which is the shear of roasting an egg and swallowing it. So a lot of poiskim want to tain it. That if lamaise, that Hilchas Yichud doesn't have a shear, right? But lamaise, maybe it's shaykh that we can sort of like borrow the shear from Hilchas Soiter. You can borrow the shear of Hilchas Soiter because the pashta is the only reason that the Torah asked Isser Yichud Sof Kosov is in order not to come to the Aveira. And being that there's a shear of how long it would take, as we find talking by Soiter. So there are many poskim say that Yichud also has a shear, and that would be the shear that we find by Soiter, which the Shulchan Aruch, based upon the Gemara, says that that's kedei litzpois beitza ulegoyim, that would be the shear. What is? Yeah, we'll get to that soon. But most poskim don't go with that. With the etzum of the ma'aseh bia, that's what they're talking about. Most poskim, that was the chiddush of the chinuch. But also because of the ma'aseh bia, so you have to allow enough of yeshiva to be able to do a ma'aseh bia. In other words, most rishonim go kipshuta. Most rishonim, that was the chiddush of the chinuch. But most rishonim go because of the issur of yichud, because in order not to do the ma'aseh bia, so you have to allow the yichud has to be long enough to be able to do the ma'aseh bia, because that's why the Torah asked it. So the question is, how long is the shear that potentially that a ma'aseh bia can happen? So by soita we find that there's a particular shear. So not just get that too. Yeah, we get it. Okay. Somebody once asked, Litzlis Beitzer, today with a microwave it goes very fast. So did you go that way? Or you gotta go the old fashioned way. All right. The shear of the Litzlis Beitzer Legoima. Now, the different ways of computing, there's a sefer called Dvar Halacha, very chashuv sefer in Chassidut, by Mechaber many, many years ago. He says, because the Gemara says, you know, this is like an investigative work. Because the Gemara says that the shir, kedei listlis beitzo ulegoima, the Gemara says, is a shir shel lishtais revius. The Gemara says, this is a shir of how long it takes to drink a revius. And in addition to that, that's litzlis beitzo. So roasting the egg is as long as it takes to drink a revius. But the Gemara says, listlis beitzo ulegoima, then to swallow. And litzlois is a chatzi shir, is a half of lishtois revius. So the amount would be kedei shtias revius and half of that, and another half. So Mele, he makes a whole cheshem, he comes out. Shir yichud, he says, is 35 seconds. 35 seconds. How long does it take to drink a revius? Right? So, and, or a revius and a half? So he makes a chayiv in 35 seconds. Ma'ay said there is opinions from Mamish from one end of the spectrum to the other. Take a look at Menachas Yitzchak, of course, one of the contemporary Choshev Poskim. Rav Isaac Chernel Broche writes in Chelik Dalet, Simen Tzadik Zayin, also Simen Tzadik Dalet. He writes that it was accepted that the Shir Yichud is basically 5 minutes. Shir Yichud is 5 minutes. Many Taki when Shir Rabbis Menachas Yitzchak. Matter of fact, like when it comes to Ketachupis, you know, when you have Eidei Yichud, there's different differences of opinion. How long should Chosin Kala remain and have the Eidei Yichud standing there? So many Taki go by the Shir. The Brisker got to go 5 minutes. Here they don't have that big Brisker Shir, which is more than five. Here they go, that's 5 minutes. 5 minutes. About 5 minutes of there alone, that's the Shir of Eidei Yichud. But the question that you have to ask yourself is, assuming that in fact that there is a Shir of Yichud, whatever that Shir should be, whether it's 35 seconds or going to the other side, but Shaila is there halacha v'chatzi Shir osur min ha-Torah? We know that b'chol ha-Torah kula, that in spite of the fact that there is halachas of Shirim, but nevertheless there's also an inyan of v'chatzi Shir being osur min ha-Torah. Is there such a thing when it comes to Yichud to say that a chatzi Shir should be osur min ha-Torah? And well, many poskim, contemporary poskim, this didn't exist in those days, but I mean, the contemporary poskim discussed the nafkim and kutchaptak, whether there would be yichud in an elevator. Whether it would be yichud in an elevator, so if you go up to an elevator that has 50, 60, 70 floors, you could conceivably be alone, right? You can be alone for 35 seconds. An elevator goes up them in a very, very tall building. It's shayach, so potentially it's really shayach, right? It's shayach to really be there for 35 seconds. No, Chazir Stufa is to a shear. To a shear means you can go higher, you can go longer. You can only go longer, you can go longer. Right. So Memes, the Maril Diskin, one of the great Goyin, the Goyin Ador, the Rodman Brisk, the Beis Halevi, was completely had total basklus for the Maril Diskin. He considered him to be a Goyin Kadma, you know, from previous generations. He had total basklus, and he was a Rodman Brisk before. And then he was over to Eretz Yisrael and lived in Yerushalayim. Shulay Diskin. It's by the way, it's in the Kuntus Achron of the Jewish Maril Diskin, or Yisrael Shavov. He writes the following lashon. The Maril Diskin writes, Le'inyin Yichud, Av Poches Mekedei Shir Biyaz Oseh. Even though there's not enough time, even very short time, which is not shaykhim to do an Aveira. Yisrael Yichud, he says, Av Poches Mekedei Shir Biyaz Oseh. Why? So he says, as our lashon. Levad, does I have a chatzi shir? Right? Because even though if it's less than a shir, it's chatzi shir. Af gam achakach yimlach oid al chatzi shir. See? In other words, what he's saying is, assuming that you're going to be in a room only, right, for a short amount of time, but you can easily decide to change your mind and stay there for twice the amount of time, which that'll be the full shir. So, mil times the maral diskin, he says, so two chedushim, it's chatzi shir osam ha-tayret. He says, because he says it's very shayach, it's chatzi is osir, but even quite more chayish that you may take a stay a full shear, and melt your chayish stay a full shear. So b'lamaisa even a half a shear, even a half a shear is osir. So because of this a chashash, so melt there is a chashash that shayovel debia. There's a chashash shayovel debia. So whether you apply chatzi shear over here, Rav Aldenberg should be marach yomim vishonim and shal teshuv et tzitzel yezer, like in mechelik vov seven mem. He wants to tie it that L'chayri says, he's mafakpik, he says on this floor, he says the Maril Diskin, because he wants to tie it like this. He wants to tie it, he says that any yichud, he says, Pochus Mikashir, he says, doesn't have a shame yichud altogether. It's not Chatzishir, it's Chatzishir, which means to say Gans Poshit. Chatzishir means where you have a Chetz of a Shir, a Chetz of an Isser, you just don't have a Shir. A Kol Shu of Nevela is a Metzias of Nevela. The only thing missing is a shir achila. If you eat a koshu, but you have the chefts of the iser. So if you have the chefts of the iser, the only thing that's missing is the shir. So say chatzi shir osam ha-tayr. He says yichud by definition. He says if it's less than a shir, it's not called yichud. It's like stop spending time any place else, no matter where you would be. The shame yichud should have the shame of being secluded. The shame yichud he wants to taina is only a shame yichud if you have a proper shir. If you don't have a shir, you don't have a chef to the iser. Bedoyme, he doesn't say that moshul, but the bedoyme, just I would give you just a moshul that they use in other areas, and presumably he means similar to those situations. It seems almost like a ridiculous kasha, but at first glance, you say, why not? And then you say to yourself, it's bullshit, it can't be like that. And that's the Tiferes Yisrael himself. You open up a Mishnah in Sechtei Shabbos, and it talks about Isra of Akira and Hanoch and all of these situations, right? So Akira alone without a Hanoch is only awesome in Rabbonin. The full Malach is to do an Akira in one Rishus, right? And you do a Hanoch in another Rishus. But Akira being Oiker from one Rishus without making the Hanoch in the second Rishus is only awesome in Rabbonin. So why don't you say Chatzi Shir awesome in Atayrin? Because that's a Chatzi Malach, it's not a Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is if you do the whole Maisa Malach, with something that's spoken like Pachs Mekishir. For example, someone does a full Maisa Bishul to the amount of food that's less than a shear. So you did a full Maisa Bishul. The chesaron is what? That the shear that was used, right? It was a very small amount. So you say chatzi shear osam atoyer. But someone's going to do a half cooking, right? Somebody's only going to cook something halfway. That's not called chatzi shear. That's chatzi bishul. Nowhere does it say that a chatzi malach is osam atoyer. It says a chatzi shear is osam atoyer. Right? The Meir in Sasem say that also. Chatzi shear is osam. Chatzi malach is not osam. So the Tiferes goes on to say, it's a similar taka. He says, the Torah says, l'sachre shor v'chamor yachdo. Right? Why don't you say that it's also to plow with a shor alone? A shor is a chatzi shear. A shor without the chamor is a chatzi shear. So that's funny, taka, yeah? So, shor v'chamor, right? Or how about, not make it sound a little more ridiculous, but Torah says, l'savashl. So what about cooking meat alone? Is that a chatzi shear? Of course not. It's not a chatzi shear. Because half is nothing. You don't have the whole tzura of Yisr. You have to have a tzura of the Yisr. What's lacking is only the shear of the Yisr. But Basar B'Lecholov is not a chatzi shear of the Yisr, Basar B'Cholov. There's no shaykhis to Basar B'Cholov. It's not chatzi shear. Or as the Prima Godim raises the question, Tchum Shabbos. A person's allowed to walk, right, without an Erez. He's allowed to walk Alpayim Amo, 2,000 Amos. That's, you're permitted. Yisr Tchum begins where? Beyond 2,000. 2,000 you can walk. That's fine. 2,001 is osir. Why don't you make an isr? Chatzi shir osam atoyer. Should be osir to walk even 5 amas, even 4 amas. It's part of the tchum. It's half of the tchum. There it says, because when you're in the tchum, there's no shaykhis to any isr. You don't have a metzias of any kind. Tchum, the whole inyan of tchum begins after the 2,000 amas. Prior to the 2,000 amas, it's like being your own rishu still. You don't have a whole tzur of the metzias. The whole chapter of the isr is missing. So, apparently, again, this is the nekuda that Yitzchak Eliezer wants to raise. Again, without bringing these examples, that in the case of Yichud, Pachas Mekishir, he wants to tie in it. That in the case of Yichud, Pachas Mekishir, you don't have the Metzias of Yichud altogether. And they will not apply the Isser of Chatzishir Osam HaTorah. And he says, by the way, and to create Stamach HaShash on our own, that maybe we should say, we should Aser Pachas Mekishir. Why? Because maybe he'll decide, right? Because maybe he'll decide to stay longer. So he says, first of all, we have no right to make Zeris on our own, number one. Zeris van Chazal make Zeris. If it fits into any of the Klolan, then we have the Zeris. But we can't make Zeris. Similar, which he says, because if we're going to make Zeris, where do you draw the line? Give you an example. Let's give another example in Yichud. One of the heterim, fully accepted, Belishum Pikpu Klal, a heter Gomer Likitchila, right? Likitchila, and all the Poiskim, to avoid this a Yichud, is called Pesach Psuach Lishus Arabin. Which means, very simply, if your door is open, right, or to a public area, that's not called Yichud. Person's allowed to be alone, right, with someone. Pesach Psuach Lishus Arabin has no Isra of Yichud. Right? Even though at the time maybe nobody's passing by, right? No, nobody's passing by. Sometimes it's slow traffic. Maybe in a... But Lamais, if it's Pesach Psul, it's just a rabbin. So it says it's a pleasure. Well, why shouldn't we answer it? Maybe he'll decide to close the door. Make it clear. Hey, you know, when the going is good, you just close the door. He said, that's it. Let's close. Tell you, don't make the Xeris. We don't make Xeris on our own self. Logically, Mike could say, yeah, maybe let's be worried. Maybe let's be concerned. Look, you might decide to close the door. What to prevent you from closing the door? But the Torah says, no, we don't have this gezeira. Chazal said, in this matzav, Pesach Psuach Lishus Arabin, there's no Isser. Ah, you might change the matzav. We don't find the Chazal with guys, you might change the matzav. In the present matzav, you don't have the Yichud. So he says, in the case with Yichud, Pachas Mekishir, it could be Machal between the two also. But Kaponim, he says, since Pachas Mekishir doesn't have a Shem Yichud, so to be guys, because maybe you'll decide to stay longer. No, he says, we don't make the gezeiras on our own. That is, Al Kaponim, these are the two ways of looking at this inyan, but let's just to point out that Bemis, it is you can say most of the Achroinim except Lahalochel, the Shita of the Maril Diskin, that a Pachas Mekishir yichud is osir. As one cannot make a cheshim, whether I am being there a shir or I'm there less than a shir, that yichud kwachas mikshir is osir. I'll just quote you just a few, which is Ramosha, Nigris Moshe, which is in Ebenezer, Chelik Dalet, Simon Samach Hei. I'm shuckling, sorry. And also the Minchas Yitzchak, we mentioned before, Chelik Dalet, also asers it. And also Rabbi Tzal Shter, and Shalto Chuvah, Rabbi Tzela Chochma, it's very, very Choshev Paisi, with the brother of the Deborah Tzina Ruv, and Chelik Beis, Seminayim, also tines it. However, but many are of the opinion that even if you aser the Yichud Pochas Mikashir, that's only in the Mokim with Shaykh to remain a Shir Tumah. That we have to add. we are asking Yichud Pochas Mikashir in a Mokim that is Shaykh to remain long enough to have a Shir Tumah. However, if you're in a Matzit, with Bishum Oif, it's not Shaykh even to remain a Shir Yichud, so you don't have the whole Inyan of Chazil, let's Terufa there. So in such a situation, if Shlom Zalman used that, Shtikal Raya, again, you could be Mefakbek on the Raya, but if Shlom Zalman wanted to bring a Raya, he says, because in the case of Pesach Psuch Lishus Rabim, which is Mutter, L'chol Adayas, there is a short time that you're alone. There's always going to be a short time you're alone where nobody can see you. The Teretz is still Mutter, because being that it's Pesach Psuch, probably you can't be alone long enough. In most cases, you're not going to be able to be long enough, right, without being noticed, and so on and so forth. Even though there's going to be pockets of situation, of moments here and there, where you're alone and nobody's going to see you. Not after every second somebody walks by. If you have a second or 2 seconds or 3 seconds. What the pick book of that is, because the very fact that the door is open means there's a chashash of mirsis, so a person not, that itself precludes any problem. But anyway, Rishon Mazama uses that as an akud. He says, even though in place of Pesach and Shisarabim, he says, there's also going to be moments you're going to be alone, mamish. Teretz says, but it's not shach to be long enough, ishir tumet, to be alone. So it's a hecher. He uses that as a right. So the same thing, where we say that Chatzishir is also a Manatayr and Yichud, in all situations, it's only in such situations where it's a Kapon Shaykh to be Shoya Ishir Tuma. So if it's Shaykh to be Shoya Ishir Tuma, so then we add Shatake the Chatzishir. And I just want to mention that Ramosha just adds another Nakuda, and he says that if you're going to be in a place, he says, you're going to be all Yichud, he says, if it's in a place where there's other people, let's say outside, your room is closed, otherwise there's no Yichud, right? But in a place especially where, let's say it's an office building, right? And people know that you're alone with somebody else working in the office, you're alone. It's a chashash of chashad also. Even if your intention was to be there only 2 minutes, or whatever, 35, less than 35, whatever the shir is. Like, even pachas mikashir. Moshe brings another aspect into it. That in a yichud pachas mikashir, there's also a shach the inyan of chashad. That what? That because people might think that you are going to have yichud, therefore who knows how long you're going to be there. So the inyan of chashad, he interjects also. But that would apply in a place where there is rabbin, where there's other people involved as well. It's called chashad. Even a regga, I said, would be also. It's even a regga, it should be also. But the naftimah would be, therefore, but in an elevator, while piroiv, right, where it stops at floors, right, which stops, let's say, assuming it stops at, if the elevator stops, let's say, on every floor, then it's not even shaykh to have a shiur long enough. So in such a situation, going back to that, if you're saying that the criteria, that even if you say that a chatzis shiur is osir, that at least it has to be shaykh, to be shoyah ishir tumah, so then in elevators that stop on every floor, then zikr you wouldn't have a problem, because they open. But what about express elevators? As you go with a lot of floors, right? So in such a situation, so that depends. I mean, if you say the shiur is 35 seconds, then you zikr have a problem. You go to the 5 minute situation, I don't know how long it takes to go to the top of the Empire State Building. I've never been there. All right. Never had a tzairich to be on top there. So, if you take the chumra de gishir, then zikr, you have an opportunity. Right? Zikr, yes. Even if your intention is, first of all, it's an express elevator, then you are going to be there, shir. Except it doesn't stop. I just want to mention that the svar that was mentioned before, Rav Ozna in Sheva Talevi, he taka tain is another reason why even Pachas Mikashir, because he learns the Isser is Yichud could lead to Chibuk Venishuk. He brings that svara taka, and said, Lishitosa he tains to Aser B'chol Oifn, he Aser is an elevator, that's his opinion. By the way, Abchan Pinchi Scheinberg is also that opinion, that Yichud is also in an elevator. He said, because why? Because even if the trip will be shorter than a Shir Tumah, But we have to be concerned about kreva that we said before, which is a shear that might lead l'day chibuk v'nishuk. So that's their opinion. And mitzad hasheni, from the Chassidish Rabban, used to be the Puparuf, the Chayim of Rocha in Williamsburg, that Alta Puparuf, in the Tzelem Ruf, by the way, the one who gives the Shgocha on the grape juice that we all drink. So he used to say that they went with the opinion to be Machmer anyway, because as we said, we started out. In Hilchas Yichud, there's no shear mentioned. I mean, whether we have a right to borrow from Hilchas Yichud, he says, Shulchan Aruch writes it out, writes that what we have to know. It's not for us to have to try to investigate and try to figure out that Shulchan Aruch wrote that they didn't kill Chosay. So they take it kipshuta. Shulchan Aruch says it's Isur Yichud, also Lishyachid. It doesn't mention anything, how long, this long, that long. So whereas many of the others go off right on the side and try to find and maybe bring in shurim from elsewhere, there it's mentioned. Here it's not mentioned. So Melo said the time Memelo the time that it is also. So Agav, the Sefer Dvar Halacha says that maybe says even those elevated, even if the intention he wants to say that one can make a svart maybe to be makel, he says on elevators, one might say first of all because elevators stop on floors based upon people who are waving and press buttons, so even if your intention was to go let's say five floors, assuming which would be a sheer yichud, but lemaise anybody standing on the floor might press a button and might therefore stop it. So the very fact that it could be stopped at any floor, right, that takes it out of the matzav of yichud. And then he wants to say also svar fakert also. He says that even if it's an express elevator that goes straight up, but being that there is a button that can be pressed to stop between both, then you can stop it. So he says, so it's shaykh to stop it. So the tzitzel ezer says, no. So it's not going to be so long. He says you can bring it to a halt. You can bring it to a halt. He says. Well, the shy is, are you choshe a person who start tampering with an express of the chal? These are choshes, which are, anyway, this is people could sense that something wrong is happening, so on and so forth, in all such situations. So after all is said and done, you know, with all of these various different opinions, so regarding Poshet, Yichud and elevator, there's three shittas. Let's just very summarize. So, I want to mention, by the way, certainly on short trips and so on and so forth, Rav Yashiv is Mekel, Shlomo Zalman is Mekel, and Rav Aldenberg is Mekel. Michatz Yitzchak is Mekel B'Shas HaTzorech. He's a B'Shas HaTzorech. And then there are the Yesh Machmir and Bechlal, B'Chaim Pinchashayim, B'Grabodna, they are Machmir. He said Bechlal, one should not be alone, even on the shorter trips, even one floor, two floors, whatever you plan to go up, push it because the Cheshash is, even there's no Shir Tumah, but at least there's Cheshash of the Inyan of... Yeah. You walk out. according to those opinions, but not saying that this is, but according to those opinions, according to the Shita Samachmirim, so you walk out. Say good day, good afternoon, you walk out. That's different. Then you're not talking about this. You're talking about a shoyim. That's a different thing. That's different. Now, if they do, yeah. Well, the Shiloh was, you know, the fancy buildings. We always have an operator, right, who operates the elevator. So always, so there shall be, let's say, a woman would go in, right, into the elevator, and there would be a man there. So she be there with a person who is operating the elevator. So interesting thing is that Reb Yonson Steif writes in a tshuva that there's three reasons to be mekel. If the man happens to be not a traveler, you know, or someone just comes out from it, but he's a person who is engaged and he's been hired to do the job. Number one, he says, first of all, I mean, the guy who stops, who operates the elevator, if the situation that he stops, that's his job, to stop between floor and floor, so then you're going to have the short trips. Also, you have bavidate torid, which means to say when someone is engaged in a work, the Gemara says bavidate torid, he's busy doing what he has to do. The male, so his mind is on other things, all right? Is on his job. That's called bavidate torid. The Gemara uses in Avodah Zarah that, like Abba Meni Inyonim, that the farmer, for example, things that would be also for other people, the farmer who's involved with his animals, were not cheshish for certain averis to be done with animals. It's called bavidate torid. So we see that Chazal consider this to be a oifen of a shmir, of a barrier. This is his job. So it's bavidate torid, so not cheshish that he himself himself will get involved. Besides that, being that it's his job, besides being occupied with the job, there's a chazakah that umen loy mara umenosoy. He doesn't want to jeopardize his job. So besides the svar bavidezei torah, which means that he's involved with his job, but also he wouldn't want to do anything in order to lose his job. That's bechlal a thing. That's the heter that the poskim write, that we are allowed to rely on goyish edus, on ingredients that you find, you know, on certain products, right? And it says this and this and this and this is on it. How do you know it's the truth? Goy is not mammon, and this and this. Teretz is. Did you know that they're not going to want to ruin the product? If they lie or anything like that, they're going to be in trouble, have to pay fines and so on and so forth. And so on. So the same thing as a doctor gives a professional opinion. It may not be a Jewish doctor, but will rely on what he says, even though it may have halachic ramifications in certain situations, because he's going to say the wrong thing, and it can be disproven, and so on and so forth. You know, how many times can you get away with it? So chazoke umen loymaru umenosa. This chazoke that an umen will not do things in order to jeopardize the situation. This person is operating the elevator, has a job to perform. Should he do anything otherwise? So in such a situation, even the machmirim, according to many machmirim, he says takvamis are making in such a case. They don't have to come right, but they have three things. Yeah, but these as far as to be making right. I want to mention that interesting thing which Ramosha comes out is very, 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 very. It seems to be so posh. He writes it in Chelik Dalad and Simas Amechei. Ramosha says that the truth is when we talk about the whole, it's a misnomer. He said when you bechlal, maybe to apply, if you're going with hilchas shiurim to apply the same shiurim regarding to yichud as to soita, because Ramosha says you have to differentiate. He says between shiur tuma and shiur yichud. The shiur that the Gemara says that b'shoasa kedei tuma b'kabe soita is how long it takes to do a ma'aseh. So the Gemara says, litzlois beitza ulegoima, right? To roast an egg and so on, whatever that shear is. That's a shear tumen. But that's referring to people who have an ongoing relationship already. Horaya, the Baal was mekan al ishtoy. The Baal warned, right? The Baal warned his wife that not to go with that man. So if they are having yichud, so Melo said, Ishayel, how long is the shear tumen? The shear tumen says that. If you have an occasional, somebody meets someone in an elevator, right? So besides the shear tumen, but shir yichud, the problem is you have to have pius viritzui. I mean, the situation, that doesn't happen instantaneously. You have to say good morning. So there's a number of inyonim that still come into the whole situation. So obviously that would then extend the shir. So bechlal to be medame shir yichud. If you're going by shurim to the union of soita, bechlal says it's not the same thing because shir yichud is different and shir tum is different. Lamaisa, that. Bigger shear, Ramosha is saying this. Yeah, Ramosha is saying this. All right, so the question is, with whom is Yichud permitted? So, of course, Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, of course, Eim u'bno means a mother and a son. Avu bitoy, no child of Yichud whatsoever. A grandmother with a grandchild, whether with a grandson, meaning is her son's son or her daughter's son, doesn't make a difference how. Grandson is a grandson. Even though there was some discussion in Poiskim, but this is the Lamaisa. And so also for Akeret, a man is permitted to have Yichud with his granddaughter, whether it's Bas Benoy, Bas Bitoy, doesn't make a difference. Taka fine, it is Mutter. Yichud with a sister, right? Yichud with a sister, can he move in together? It's Mutter, but not Bekvius. Not Bekvius. The question is called Kvius. In other words, occasional Yichud is no Shaila. A person can have Yichud with a sister, no Shaila. Can he sleep over a night or two? Question is, can he move in? Can he live there Bekvius? That clearly not. Halacha says that with a sister, there's an Isser Yichud Ba'oifin Kvua. What is the shear? So here's Azoy. According to the Imre Yoshua Meir Arik, one of the great poets came through this generation, he says it means Ad Lamed Yoim, till 30 days. Till 30 days. Till 30 days is permitted. Beyond Shloshim Yoim, he says, and it's Osir. Then you have from the Badat, you have Ramosha Halberstam. He once wrote a tshuva on it, and he says his opinion is only Zayin Yom. He says 1 week. He says 1 week. We find the cheshivas of a week, we got many halachas, the inyan of a week. The Italian is the Gabadiz in Yonim, he says the shear is a week. And the biggest shear of a machmer is a sefer called Tzuf Devash, who writes that Gimel Yomim, could we find by Ziva Gimel Yomim. We find the Yom of Gimel Yomim, the cheshivas of Gimel Yomim, the idea of Gimel Yomim already being a time frame bifnei atzmoy. So he wants to say Gimel Yomim. It's generally accepted up to Shloshim Yoyim. That's the going opinion. It's Shloshim. Right.
because those people who are so close, they're not disposed to do these things. It's only so strange. The intimate relations is the chishash is with those people that one is prone to do it, just like a mother with a son, right? Because due to the very nature of the crime. Yeah, but there's a sibah. Yeah, it's always arise, but there's a sibah. Yeah, but it's based upon a reason. Whether you darshan this part or that part, it's all based on that. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Shir tumah, how long in this? Whether there is a shir or not, but it's all based upon this. These inyonim. Now, the question is regarding adopted children. It's a painful situation. It's a very painful situation. It's a meisim b'chol yoyim. It's a meisim b'chol yoyim. Happens all the time. And let me just say at the outset that regardless about the shaila, whether there is or is not an isur yichud regarding adopted children, it's a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah to be megadol yosim and a yesoima. It's a tremendous mitzvah to be megadol yosim yesoima. The Chazal have already said, kol megadol yosim b'toch beisoy is malol of akosef kilu yoldoy. It's like you gave birth to him. I mean, ad kedei kach, that Reb Shlomo Klieger says in Chochem Shlomo, in his Hagoyis, you open up in Ebenezer, Simon Aleph, he says, that a person who is not blessed with children, he says, and they adopt a child to raise a child, one can be Mekayim Mitzvahs Piri Verivya. Tremendous Chiddush, he says. You can be Mekayim, so it's not just, to satisfy a biological or a natural need, you know, to have a child, but it's Mamish Mekayim, according to his opinion, Mekayim Piri Verivya. Chazal said, Malul of a Koza Kyotzatzot. That means in a situation where you can't have your own children, because Allah the Torah wants you to have your own children, but if it's not Shaykh, you call Magadol, Yosem, Yosem, B'tach Beis, Malo, Vakosu, Kilo, Yoldoi, Memele, he says, you're Mekan, the Mitzah,
Apir,
what age is
the child?
Vashem, baby. And now, he brings also the Sefer Dvar Halacha that the Chazaynish actually used to give Eitzes to couples, right, who for whatever reason, is not able to have their own children, that they should be megadol yosom, b'tor beisom, and to do that, and the matter of Moshe Netshuva also chelik dalad evesim saldal calls it mitzvah gedoyla. It's a very, very big mitzvah. Just like Avruche just said on the side, being we are mentioning it, legabe the question whether it's mutter to withhold, the facts from an adopted child, shielding him. In other words, you're presenting yourself as being the biological parents or not. Parents sometimes go out of the way to try to hide the fact that they are not biological parents. For many reasons, one can understand why they want to do that, because they really want the child to feel that they are in fact the parents, and so on and so forth. So the place can say that it's wrong. Don't say exactly what age you have to tell immediately. That's another thing that could be left up to discussion. But ultimately, an adopted child should know. Some Sefer writes it in the Tshuva, Neven Ezer, Chelik Beis, Simon Kuvchov. So he writes over there, he says, first of all, there's a lot of mechshoilim. Number one, he says, very simply, first of all, Gabi Yerusha. Yerusha is a deraisa. If you have an adopted child, he doesn't yarshin. So if you don't have a son, right, you don't have a son, so the Torah says, either goes to the brother, the Torah says, there's all kinds of halachas in Yerusha. So if you're raising a child, right, and the child believes, and this is the understanding, that this will come out a lot of shadows about Yerusha. Number one also, that should the adopted father die, the wife will be mutter without chalitza. They'll say it is a child. What also can be, of course, situations is if the father is a kohen, the adopted father is a kohen, raising a small baby, the father is a kohen, then he's also a kohen. Child should know he's not a kohen. Child gabaduchening, of course, being oil lalia is a kohen. Many, many situations. Maybe they'll give him benching his gefil. But there's other more serious situations. He said so. So you have to know. But the question is, Lamaisa, the question is, Benegei Taki to Yichud, which that's a very, very big shaila. Now, some wanted to point out that maybe in many situations it won't be shaila, as you adopt a baby boy, because in most cases, the husband, it's Bala Beir. I mean, even if he's not home all day, obviously he's working, but if, as long as he's in the same city, he's not working out of town, Bala Beir is no issue Yichud anyway. So long as he's in the same town, it doesn't have to be even next door. It can be Baal HaBir. If it's Baal HaBir, then there's no Isra of Yichud. That's a typical misnomer. Why? Because if it's Liboy Gazba, there's no heter of Baal HaBir. Baal HaBir is, it's two strangers. A stranger comes in and has Yichud with a woman, if it's Baal HaBir. But if it's someone that there is strong familiarity,
and there's shaykhis, and there's closeness, nuntkeit, in this kind of situation. So if it's liboy gadbo, you don't have that heter of bala beer. So if you're adopting a child, it's a situation of liboy gadbo to a great extent. So therefore, that's very questionable if that heter would apply. The shaila is, of course, olamaisis, so what happens? So they're left alone, which is, happens many, many times. Now, of course, I mean, if there is an Isser Yichud, so you have the Yetzer, the usual Yetzer. The Yetzer is, then you always have to leave a door unlocked in Kedoyim or Kedoyim, or have somebody else have a key, which is one of the Yetzers that they use always in office buildings where sometimes is the Hechrich, that you find yourself Yichud. So you have a neighboring office, you give them keys, and from time to time, they don't have to come, but as long as they can come, and you know it's Shachrim to come, so somebody has a key to open a door, so that takes it out of the Matzav of Yichud. This is a pra- No. By the way, because he's not around at all. But here somebody can come in. Right. Right. Because somebody can walk in. Right. That works, right. Obviously, in a working relationship in office all the time. This is the head to the shoes, yeah. I glossed over it, if you notice. The reason, there's never been. The Chibina Rav is of the opinion, as long as the door is unlocked, it doesn't have to be open. Because there's a mirsis. The fact is, you know, door is unlocked, the person is uneasy, that anybody potentially can walk. Others say that being that people just don't walk into other people's houses without knocking. But some people, I can just tell you, I don't know if it's a mishulich or not, but they knock on the door. For some reason, that didn't answer quick enough. I said, then they start working with the door. So there's such a thing. The door is locked. Not everybody's afraid. He's afraid to open the door. You know, so that's common. So I just want to just say, so many are of the opinion, and certainly based on Tzarech, one can rely on that. As long as the door is unlocked, there's enough of an uneasiness and to rely on those who say that that's called Pesach Psuch. I guess there's no other Eitzah. I mean, you know, as we said, to do the other type of Eitzah in certain situations. Yeah, maybe it's not even home, or there's a situation. It's always a good Eitzah to give a neighbor a key, yeah. Yeah. As long as it's shy for one person who has a key, has access, can come in. Yeah, okay. So I want to say now this. Okay, so just I want to conclude this. I have to run off, push it. Yeah. It's fine. It's all good. Yeah. Also, fine. Makes it, problems arise in time by babysitting. You know, babysitting. So, babysitting is if you have a girl is 3 years old, she's already subject to the problem of yichud, not from her end. Say that, let's say if a boy is babysitting a boy over bar mitzvah, but then with bar mitzvahs, they're babysitting for a girl over the age of 3 is already yichud. And the girl who's over bas mitzvah for the boy at the age of 9. Boy of the age of 9. Because by boy goes by the age of 9. So then you have a neighbor, somebody has a key, or something like that. So then, there's a mitzvah. Can the mother-in-law? The son-in-law?
Yeah.
No, Zichud. Definitely Zichud. Definitely Zichud, yeah. You have to work it out according to Hilchos Zichud, yeah. So I want to mention this, so I just want to move on here. Okay, so there's a Rashi in Kedushin. There's a Rashi in Kedushin, Pei Aleph on the Beis. Rashi says as follows. Remember, the Gemara tells us that today we don't have really Oved Avodah Zarah, certainly not to the extent, there are certain cases, certain really backward cultures, but Bederek Klal, you don't have Avodah Zarah. Chazal say that the Chachmei Ador, the Chachomim, were Mavatel, the Yitzra of Avodah Zarah. The Chachomim were Mavatel, the Yitzra of Avodah Zarah. So then they came up upon a Gevaldig Adir. They saw that people stopped being Oved Avodah Zarah. They said, hey, how about being Mavatel, the Yitzra of Arise? So I said that they did it for a short while, and no chicken laid any eggs anymore. So Baruch Hashem for that situation. So they brought it back. However, the Gemara said, but they left the beetle of the Yetzer Hara legabek craven. Now, that's why people just are not disposed, right, to incestual relationships. They're klal. People are not disposed, right, to ancestral relationship because there's no Yetzer Hara for that. The lashon of the Gemara is Kedushin Peyalev. Rashi says Rashi's lashon like the Takif Yitzrei Alayu the Hanu Bei Anche Knesses Agdoila, right? Vloy Magru the Yetzer Hara does not entice Bikroivisa Miki Kachlinu VeNakrinu Leinov when they gouged out the eyes, the lashon figure of speech of the Yetzer Hara. So they left. They left it at least, even though they reinstated the Yetzer Hara. But they left at least the Gabba Kraim. So by Kraim you don't have it. So the Tzitzel Ezra says, according to that, he says it's very poshit. He says that what? That's only by blood relatives. That there's no natural taiva. There's no natural taiva. Person is not disposed, right? Intimate relationships with Kraven, Because the Gemara says because they left it, right? Because Anshe Knesset Gedolah left it, that by, for Kroivim, there should not be any Taivet. But that's Kroivim, Mamish, blood relatives. Not talking about somebody Taka picks up a child and decides to adopt him. Then Taka wouldn't apply. And the Maisa, he says, you have to find a heter. He tainis. You have to find a heter because something's Negeya. So he says, not put his reputation on the line, but he'll say, that much he says is, if you do it, b'shas heter. In other words, you adopt a baby before the Isser Yichud. So now I'll find you a heter to be able to continue. Now, it's not to adopt a larger child when there is already an Isser Yichud. He said, to adopt it, he says, before the Isser Yichud, so a baby girl will be before the age of 3. Right? And by a boy, it would be before the age of 9. He says, so now that it's done, he says, I have to find a heter. So he says like this. He says, regarding the heter of Yichud, we said before, a mother and a daughter, a mother and a son, or a father and a daughter. So the Levush, he says a different type of a Loshin. The Levush's Loshin is, She'ein darkon, he says, She'ein darkon lovay imoy l'day hergal aveira. In other words, he doesn't quote the Rashi, you know, there's this whole thing that Chazal changed the constitution where Taivish, you know, will reign, will not reign. And by Kroivim, you know, the Taivet, the natural Taivet does not apply. But Raja, the Lubush doesn't make any mention of that Gemara. He talks about a factual fact, sociological fact. The fact is, She'ein darko in lova yimelu deher glaveret. So in other words, it's not the derech, he says, to have relations with your mother. Now the person simply is not disposed to do that. So Amelie says, the mother's relationship to a son, which is developed after the course of time, raising him, right, is not one which basically is conducive, right, to come to these type of relationships. Similarly, a father's relationship to his daughter is one of a fatherly love rather than an intimate type of a hava. Just a minute. So what does it mean? What does it mean? It means, he said, that someone that you treated as a mother, he said, someone that was raised you as a mother, someone that you look at as your mother, so he said, that's your mother. That's your mother. In your eyes, you don't know any other mother. This is your mother. So male ain't darkonovikach. That's not the derech. This is not the derech. This is the way it is. So the Levush doesn't go into the achayra power good. You'll try to figure out what kind of yetzahara there in the battle. He talks about it. Poshut as a metzias. The fact of life, this is the way it is. So it means that it doesn't have to be a mother by nature, it could be a mother by nurture, let's call it. Right? It's just as well. That's your mother. Memel, therefore, you guide the whole idea. But then I want to ask you one more question. Yeah? Also, people are not disposed to that. People are not, because it's just not. Because that's what it is. Even Ilah Havlan the Gosh of Elz, it's because it's the way it is. So now, so just pleasant one more thing, I'm concluding with this. Plus, I have to run off. So I want to mention this. We're learning Mesachta Snida now. In the Daf, Tafyoimi, this is the Mesachta. And the Rosh asks the Posh Tekashe. The Rosh asks the Posh says, Yisr Yichud Minat Torah, we're saying by Arayas, Nida is the Nerva Daraisa. Why? He says, why is there no Yisr Yichud? Why is there no Yisr Yichud with your wife and Nida? In other words, every 2 weeks she should move out, or maybe you move out. No Yisr Yichud. Why? There's a Shal of Yichud. Why is there no Yisr of Yichud? So the Rosh says, that's a good point. Pas Besaloi, right? The Rosh says, because the Rosh is into Santa Loshin, the Rosh itself needs a beer. Rosh says, because it's a Dover's kosher moed, in other words, every month this would purchase a very, very difficult situation. And the male, since it's a difficult situation, it would sort of like it'd be very disruptive. So, male, there's no issue. So, what does that mean? If it's an issue, what does that mean? So, when the Gdol Chacham is Sfardin from 200 years ago, a sefer called Chikre Leif, he says like this, what the Rosh means as follows. Being that Isser Yichud is not Mefurish in the Torah, right? It's the Chachomim that brought out the Isser Yichud. So the interpretation of how the Isser, when it does and doesn't apply, was left up, is something that's left up to the Chachomim. In the same way that we find, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Chazal were matter for a Kala to wash her face, even on Yom Kippur, she's allowed to wash, in the Rechit is also. And according to many Rishonim, Rechit is also in the Torah. How come? So where's the Heter for a Kala? Whatever the reason is. What the heter for a kala to wash her face like this gamal balan, right? Or she remain attractive to her husband? But where's the heter? The teretz is, says the Ram, because being that Isser Chit is not mefurish in the posik, even if it's a deraisa, but it's not mefurish, so mamela, the Torah, masra l'chachomim, the chom with their wide reaching powers, they should interpret when it applies, when it doesn't apply. If it's a mefurish, you can't play around with it. Like chalamoid, right? Certain a terim, certain not a terim. If chalamoid is a deraisa, where do you find this? Torah says it's not mefurish, and there clearly it's mentioned. Hadavar Toysis even says moed cotton that the Torah masra l'chachomim. So the Chikrolei wants to say that this is also what the Rosh means. That being when it comes to regarding Isser Yichud, since it's not mefurish mamish in the Torah. So v'meila, the Torah is masra l'chachomim when it applies, and then one can imagine what would happen is with tremendous disruption of family, that people would have to be moving out, in and out, every chodesh. So therefore, Isser Yichud doesn't apply. Said the Tzitz Eliezer, according to this Rosh, so he says, could be. Imagine somebody adopts a child, right? And you're going to tell me that here there's an issur of yichud. This is talking about a mother and a son, a father and a daughter. It'd be tremendous disruption. In and out, out and in. It's not something that's an occasional situation you have to deal with yichud. You're living 24 hours a day with this person. This together. There'll be tremendous disruption. So maybe, possibly, says the Tzitz Eliezer, the same svara that the Rosh used, l'gabe ishte nida, that the issur does not apply, possibly we can apply it also. L'alach l'maisa? There are many gedoyl achrayim whom we respect very, very highly, who aser behechlet b'shumayfim. That's the chazanish aser yichud with adopted children. But Shabin Rov asers it. The stipler asers it. Shalza Chuvas min Chasitzchok asers it. Rav Moshe asers it. And they mention that people are mekel today. And basically, the Tzitz Eliezer is really the one, I guess, who people can have someone to rely on in terms of the kula. But even he is only mekel. He says, if you adopted the child before the Isser was chal, so you adopted the heter. So you adopted the heter, he says, so then remain with it. But even he, if you adopt someone who's already older with the Isser chal, even he's not mekel. So we see this not push the situations. But again, this is the... Yeah. That's sure, definitely shouts of yes, definitely shouts. It's not right, it's the bottom, true. Right. So, right. Right, so, some of the coolers are, because depending with how many people, you know, you said bon and you need less, and with the dry, you need more, like whether you need a man with three women or with four women and so on, paying at night and so on and so forth. But nevertheless, you have to work it out that Israel doesn't apply. Stamazoi would apply. Sure. Yeah. There's the nurses coming in and out there. Applies. So you have to apply. You have to. Right. And Jewish would be said right. So they have to pass up. So it's just Rabin. You're gonna have to have. That would be a perfect heter. Or it's Bailo B, depending. Well, in this case, Paket. Yeah.
Okay, one, two, three, cut it.